Играется.
Chazara today is Tesa Min Aleph, short Alma today, because we are already some 8 lines down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines down. Alma Rabba Babra Chan, Alma Rabbi Yechanan, Chesa Min Aleph, 8 lines down. Ma'idich Siv, what does the pasuk mean when it says a pasuk in Mishlah? Yiras Hashem, Toysev Yomim, a fear of Hashem, Toysev Yomim adds days. We're in Tesa Min Aleph, Chazara. Ushnois Rishom Tiktzorena, and Rosh's years Tiktzorena makes it short. What does that mean? Yiras Hashem, Toysev Yomim, Zeh Mikdash Rishon, is referring to Beis Mikdash Rishon. She'omen Arba Meis Veshoshonim was standing for 410 years. V'leishim Shemoy Elon Yurches Kehanim Gedolim. There are only 18 Kohen Gadols. Or the different Girsois, maybe it's Yud Beis, maybe it's Ches, the first wide line, either 18 or 12 or 8 Kohen Gadols. Abra Kopanim Wakas and Bais Rishon was Tzadikim, the Kehanim Gedolim were Tzadikim. And therefore each one of them had long terms as Kohen Gadol, 20 plus years, an average of over 20 years. But Ushnois Rishonim Tiktzorna, the years of Arasha Tiktzorna, makes it small. Zem Mikdashani, this is referring to Beis HaMikdash Hashani, the second Beis HaMikdash. Then over there, a lot of the Kohen Gadol were Rishonim, as we'll see. Shama Dalas Meis Vasim Shana, that was around for 420 years. Vishimishubo Yosim Shalosh Meis Kehanim, there were more than 300 Kehanim during those 420 years. And not only that, we can make the cheshbon a little more. Tzimeihem, let's subtract from the 420. Mem Shana Shishim Shimna Tzadik. Shimna Tzadik was the Kohen Gadol for 40 years. Vishmoyim Shishim Shechen and Kohen Gadol. And Yechen and Kohen Gadol was Kohen Gadol for 80 years. We're down from 420, we're down to 300 already. Esther Shishim Shishmo Ben Pavi. 10 that Yishmael ben Pavi served were down to 290 years. 11 that Rabbi ben Charsim were down now to possibly 279. And there were over 300 Kehanim, Kohen Gadols, that served in these 279 years. Mikan ve'elech, tsevi, chashoiv, go forth and make the calculation. Kol echa ve'echa lo hoitzi shenosa, each one of these Kohen Gadols did not even finish their first year, right? They had less than a year. Again, like we saw on Chesem and Beis already, they used to pay their way to be Kohen Gadol, and they were Rishoim. Amar Rabbi Yechon ben Torsa. Rabbi Yechon ben Torsa says, "Mei ma'achor v'shiloi. Why was Mishkan Shiloi destroyed? The Mishkan of Shiloi. Nishahayu ba'shnei devarim. Because there were two sins that they did in that time: Gili Arayis u'Bizoyin Kodshim. That is Gili Arayis and Bizoyin Kodshim. They're Mavaza Kodshim. How do we know that? Gili Arayis. Dechsev ve'Eli Zokin Moed. Eli the Kohen Gadol. He was getting older. V'shom as kol asher yasim bonav l'chol Yisrael. He heard that which his sons Chafni and Pinchas did. V'es asher yishkuvun es hanoshem atzoyves pesach oyomoyed. That they were yishkuvun. They lie down. They were mezaneh with the woman who gathered by the oyomoyed. We see they were lax in Gileadites. The Gemara really qualifies. If Avo gav to Omer b'shmu bar Nachmeni Omer b'yechinon kol oimer b'nei Eli chotu eni el atoya. Anybody that says the sons of Eli were choyte, that they were mamish mezane, that's a mistake. They weren't actually mezane, but still mitoich sheshohu kineihem. It should show as kineyim, because they delayed the woman who wanted to bring the karbonas, or the woman after they had their babies, they had to wait 40, 80 days to bring a karbon and then go back to their husbands. And these kehanim, Chofni and Pinchas, they were leicht. They took their time, they were baligayevo, didn't rush to bring these women's karbonas so the woman could go back to their husbands. Malale, and Akosav Kilu Shach, the Torah Mamish considers it as if they were mezane with these women. But our Kopanim, we see they were lax in this Gili Arayis. And Bizoyin Kodshim, how do we know there was the element of Bizoyin Kodshim? Tichsiv, as the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk in Shmuel. Gan b'terem yaktir nesachilu, before they were even maktir, the chilu of the carbon, ubo nara koyin, the servant of the koyin came, v'omar, l'isha sevech, and he said to the one who's shechting it, t'na bosa litzlois, l'koyin, give the meat to be roasted by the koyin, v'lo yikech m'mcho bosa m'vosho, give it us raw, not cook, give it us raw, we want it right now. The man said, "No, I'll go burn the chaylev like the normal halach I'm supposed to do. And afterwards, we'll take the meat like whatever you want." They say back, "No, give it me right now. I'm going to take it by force." And the sin of these Kohen servants were very great by Hashem. These men angered the Minchas Hashem. So we see again there was an element of Bizoyin Kodshim by Mishkan Shiloh, and so both the Gili Arayis and Bizoyin Kodshim, because of that, Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed. continuing, we started the next piece of Gemara already also. Mikdash Rishon Nimachara. Why was Bais Rishon, based on Mikdash Rishon, why was that destroyed? Because of the three sins that they had during Bais Rishon, Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Domim. They had the three big Averas, Avodah Zorah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichas Domim. Avodah Zorah, how do we know they had Avodah Zorah, the Chziv? Kikotzer Hamatzeya Mehistereya. The bed is too short to stretch. And the pasuk over there continues, and I'm reading it because the Gemara in a moment is going to darshan it. V'hamischet soru lehikiskanes, and the cover was too narrow to gather together. My kotzer hamatzeya misterea. What does that mean? That the bed was too short to stretch out. Amar Rabbi Yonason, kotzer matzazeh. This bed is too short. The Beis Hamikdash is too small. Mehishtorer olav shnei reim keecho. The lashon of mehishtareya is dashing like a nitrikim. Hishtorer reim, to have two people rule over. Why? Because in that time they served the Avodah Zorah. So the Ibishter was one ruler they had over them. They had another Getchka, another Avodah Zorah that was ruling over them. So what? Well, cuts out this bed. The Beis Hamikdash is too small to handle two different rulers, two different kings ruling over it. The end of the pasuk said, "Vahamiska tzora kihiskanis," and the cover was too narrow to gather together. What does that mean? Amar Rishmuar Nachmeni Kimotri Bienes and Lahai Kro Bachi. When Bienes someone reaches this pasuk, he cried. Amar Mandich Sivbe. This is how he would answer the pasuk. Koynis Kaneme Hayom. The Abister, the great Abister, who has the power, he gathers together the waters of the river Kane like a pole, like a beam. That's the Hamiska. Kihiskanis. Nasis loy maseicha tzora, maseicha referring to Avodah Zorah, is becoming the pasuk of Hamischa tzora kihiskanes, correct. Right, so the koinis kaneme hayom, the Ibister was a koinis kaneme hayom, he's becoming a maseicha tzora, the maseicha in Avodah Zorah is becoming a tzora. A tzora is like two wives that are married together, so they constantly fight with each other for their husband's attention, a co-wife, a midwife, a co-wife. So what that's how the Darshan Apostle, the Hamischa tzora kihiskanes, the maseicha, the Avodah Zorah, is becoming a tzora, a co-wife of kihiskanes, of the Ibister was a koinis. Again, this was the Avodah Zorah that they had in Bayez Rishon. Ad kan chazorah.